We began by mentioning an attack in Jerusalem today. A Palestinian gunman entered a Jewish seminary and opened fire in a library. He killed at least 8 students and wounded dozens of others. In Gaza, the Islamist Hamas movement praised the attack but did not claim responsibility for it. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas condemned the shooting. NPR's Linda Gradstein went to the scene of the attack and filed this report.
The Israeli police commissioner said a single gunman entered the building housing the religious seminary carrying a large bag. There was apparently no security guard at the door. The gunman opened fire with a Kalashnikov rifle, killing the students, several of whom were of high school age. A police officer who lives nearby rushed to the scene and killed the gunman. Avi Katz, a rescue worker, was one of the first to arrive at the scene. He says it's one of the worst terrorist attacks he's seen.
So I've been in a lot of terrorist attacks, and I saw it. It was terrible. Like, you go to every room, you see, like, one guy or two guys, like, shot on the floor.
From the outside, the large building housing the religious seminary looks like any college dorm. Some students kept bicycles on their balconies. Others had laundry hung out to dry. Students generally study from early in the morning to late at night, and the library would have been crowded. The neighborhood where the seminary is located is mostly Orthodox, and hundreds of angry residents gathered to protest against the attack, shouting death to the Arabs. Israeli officials said it was the first serious attack in Jerusalem in just over 4 years. Danny Seaman, the director of the government press office, said the gunman took advantage of Jerusalem's mixed population to walk into the school.
Jerusalem is a city that's open. They have Jews, Christians, Muslims, Arabs walk around freely in the city.
In Gaza, Hamas said there would be more attacks, but stopped short of claiming responsibility. In Lebanon, Hezbollah TV said a previously unknown group, named after a senior Hezbollah leader assassinated last month, was responsible for today's shooting. Hezbollah has blamed Israel for his assassination. Israeli officials said they were skeptical that Hezbollah was responsible. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas condemned the attack and called on Israel not to suspend peace talks. Israeli officials said the talks would continue. Meanwhile, today there was more violence in Gaza. Israeli officials said they killed 9 members of the militant Palestinian group Islamic Jihad in 2 separate incidents. An Israeli soldier was also killed by an explosive device while patrolling the Israeli border with Gaza. Earlier this week, Israeli troops ended a large incursion into Gaza that left more than 120 Palestinians, including dozens of civilians, dead. Israeli officials said that incursion was prompted by ongoing rocket fire from Gaza into southern Israel, rocket fire that continued today. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.